You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and in this episode of the Injury Helpline Podcast, we're pulling back the curtain on one of the most alarming truths in modern healthcare: surgical errors. Here's a statistic that will make your blood run cold. Medical errors are the third leading cause of death in America, and surgical mistakes account for a staggering share of those tragedies. Today, we're breaking down how these errors happen, who may be held responsible, and what legal options exist when a procedure goes horribly wrong. Because in the operating room, one mistake can change everything.
That's absolutely chilling. And what's worse is that many of these errors are completely preventable, right?
Exactly right. We're not talking about known complications here. These are what the medical community calls never events, because they should never happen under any circumstances. Things like operating on the wrong body part or leaving surgical instruments inside patients.
I've heard about those cases. How often do these kinds of mistakes actually happen?
Well, studies show that surgical errors occur in approximately 4,000 cases per year in the United States alone. And here's what's really concerning. Nearly 40% of these errors are related to simple communication breakdowns between medical staff.
That's mind-boggling when you think about it. What are some of the most common types of errors?
Let me break it down. Wrong site surgeries happen about 20 times per week across the country. Then there's the issue of retained surgical instruments, roughly 1,500 cases annually, where sponges, clamps, or other tools are left inside patients. And don't even get me started on anesthesia errors.
You know what's interesting about anesthesia errors? They're often the most dangerous, aren't they?
Absolutely right. Even a slight miscalculation in anesthesia can lead to catastrophic results. Too much can cause brain damage or death, while too little might mean a patient wakes up during surgery, something that happens to roughly 26,000 Americans every year.
These numbers are staggering. What can people do to protect themselves?
Well, this is where the Injury Helpline becomes crucial. They're available 24/7 to connect victims with experienced medical malpractice attorneys who offer free consultations. And timing is absolutely critical here. Most states have a 1 to 3 year window for filing these claims.
And I understand these attorneys work on a contingency basis?
That's right. You don't pay unless they win your case. And here's something many people don't realize. Even if you signed a consent form before surgery, you can still pursue legal action if there was negligence. Those forms only cover known risks, not preventable errors.
So what kind of compensation might someone be entitled to in these cases?
The compensation can be substantial. We're talking about current and future medical expenses, lost wages, pain and suffering, and any additional procedures needed to correct the original error. In tragic cases where the error proves fatal, families can pursue wrongful death claims.
Let's talk prevention for a moment. What steps can people take before surgery?
First, research your surgeon and hospital thoroughly. Check their track record and any history of malpractice claims. Second, bring an advocate with you, someone who can ask questions and ensure your interests are protected. And most importantly, make sure the surgical site is clearly marked and verified before anesthesia.
Those are excellent tips. What about after surgery? What should people watch for?
Look for unexpected pain, unusual swelling, fever, or any symptoms that seem out of the ordinary. If something doesn't feel right, get a second medical opinion immediately and document everything. These records can be crucial if you need to pursue legal action later.
And that's where the Injury Helpline comes in, right?
Exactly. They'll connect you with attorneys who specialize in medical malpractice cases in your state. These lawyers understand both the complex medical issues and the specific legal requirements for proving negligence. And remember, the consultation is completely free.
This has been eye-opening. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Yes, don't wait to seek help if you suspect a surgical error. The longer you wait, the harder it becomes to prove your case. Contact the Injury Helpline immediately for a free consultation. You have nothing to lose and potentially everything to gain by understanding your legal options. Remember, these attorneys only get paid if they win your case, so they're motivated to fight for the maximum compensation you deserve.